Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. U.S. Congressman Dave Lobsack joins us on today's program to talk about his tour around the county this past weekend and his thoughts about the latest going on in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Well, Congressman Lobsack, we just got done with the third session you had in Marion County today. First of all, just an overview of the three meetings you had in Knoxville, Pleasantville, and Pella. What were some of the issues that Iowans here in the county were talking to you about?
Well, they were all really good sessions. We had a number of people at each one. This one was interesting in the sense that we had such a variety of topics that were brought up. We talked about education, we talked about health care, talked about the renewable fuel standard, talked about rebuilding the Iowa Democratic Party. I think I left out a number of them, but there were a lot of things that were discussed today. It's really great.
Here at the Pella event today, you in fact had one of your political opponents from the last session come in, Chris Peters,
yeah.
And a very diverse crowd that was here. What were some of the things you talked about with your opponent, running opponent from the previous session and some of the other folks here in Pella?
Well, actually, my conversation that included him was dominated by somebody else talking to me about rebuilding the Democratic Party. Chris and I didn't have a chance to talk about issues per se. But it was good to see him. You know, he was my Republican opponent last time. And, you know, I always try to run civil campaigns. He did as well last time around. And we've always respected each other and gotten along quite well. And I don't know if he'll run against me again. I think I might have a number of Republican opponents. We'll see. But it's always good to see these folks, especially outside of a campaign, you know, situation where you can sit down and spend some time talking about the issues and not have to worry about a campaign. It was really a good thing.
In regards to some of the issues that have been going on right now in the U.S. House of Representatives, what are some of the key things you've been working on? I know you were just talking about health care, and that's been
right.
A big deal, of course, with the numerous committees that have passed this revision, the Republican revision to Obamacare.
I was on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we debated that particular piece of legislation for 27 straight hours. It was exhausting, but it was exhilarating because there's no question in my mind that what the Republicans are trying to do, not only repeal Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but they are going to destroy Medicaid as we know it. They're going to rip health care from millions of Americans, tens of thousands of Iowans as a result of this, and they're not going to provide anything at all that's going to come close to what we have now. I'm all for talking to folks on both sides of the aisle about what we can do to make Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, better. I voted for different changes to it in the past. We've got to do more for small business, for example, so they can help provide health care for their health insurance for their folks. But to just simply take it away and replace it with something that's so inferior is not the right way to go.
How difficult for you has it been, just, and we talked about this back in January before the session started, how difficult has it been being not only in the minority party, but to see the aggressiveness, I would say, of the Republicans that is perceived among the Democrats, and how have you been able to respond to that, especially when it seems a lot of these issues have been very straight party?
Well, you know, I just make the arguments as best I can, and I think the people of the 2nd District will agree with the arguments that I make. Not everybody, but I think the majority will. We've seen, now that the Affordable Care Act is threatened, truly threatened, we've seen a significant increase in support for it around the country and in the state of Iowa because people see what it's done for them. Again, it's not perfect. We can make improvements, no question about that. And I want to hear from folks who think we can make improvements and what those ought to be. But for me to be in the U.S. House of Representatives, I get along quite well with people on both sides of the aisle. I've mentioned that to you before. I continue to work on rural issues primarily, especially those that have to do with the economy and jobs. And related to that, we've got to make sure that we do protect health care. We've got to make sure that we do protect those rural hospitals in Iowa and around the country. We've got to have more rural broadband. That's economic development. We've got to work on that. You know, rural education. These are all things that I have colleagues on the other side of the aisle in the U.S. House I work with every day.
You mentioned energy is the other part of your committee work. And of course, the EPA, Scott Pruitt coming in. That was one of the things you discussed in there as well. What are some of the challenges you're facing in an EPA that has shifted significantly, I'm assuming, in direction over the past couple of months?
The EPA is the primary bureaucracy, if you will, agency of government that's responsible for setting the renewable fuel standard volumes every year. I fought the Obama administration to get those volumes to where they should be according to the statute. And it took a lot to get them more to where they are. Scott Pruitt is a person who has been a creature of oil and gas industries, and he's defended them his entire career when he was in Oklahoma. He's not in favor of the renewable fuel standard, from what I can tell. President Trump says he is, but we need President Trump to step up. We need him to protect the renewable fuel standards. standard. We need him to make sure that Scott Pruitt abides by the statute and does the right things. I'll do everything I can to hold his feet to the fire.
Once again, that was U.S. Congressman Dave Loebsack. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.